Love is a feeling of deep devotion, concern, and affection. The greatest example of God's love for His children is found in the infinite atonement of Jesus Christ. He is constantly and everlastingly watching over us to lovingly and gently nudge us along. He reaches down through His Son, through prayer, His Spirit, His prophets, and through His commandments to express His love and concern and provide His guidance and discipline to everyone who will listen. Hilary Weeks sings, "The Good Shepherd."
If I knock, He will open. If I ask, He will answer. If I listen, I will hear Him. Clearly I will hear Him. If I look, He will show me. If I seek, I will find. If I hunger, He will feed me, always feed me, for He's the good shepherd, and He loves His sheep, leaves the 99 to rescue me. If I'm hurt, He will heal me. When I suffer, He is with me. Bears my burdens with me.
We manifest our love for Heavenly Father by keeping His commandments and serving His children. Our expressions of love for others may include being kind to them, listening to them, mourning with them, comforting them, serving them, praying for them, sharing the gospel with them, and being their friend. Rebecca Lopez sings, "Not Too Far From Here."
Somebody's down to their last dime. Somebody's running out of time. Not too far from here. Somebody's got nowhere else to go. Somebody needs a little hope. Not too far from here. And I may not know their name, but I'm praying just the same that You'll use me, Lord, to wipe away a tear. too far from here. Somebody's troubled and confused. Somebody's got nothing left to lose. Not too far from here. Somebody's forgotten how to trust. Somebody's dying for love, not too far from here. It may be a stranger's face, but I'm praying for your grace to move in me and take away the fear. 'Cause somebody's hurting, not too far from here. Help me, Lord, not to turn away from pain. Help me not to rest while those around me weep. Give me your strength and compassion. Somebody finds the road of life too steep. Somebody's troubled and confused. Somebody's got nothing left to lose. Not too far from here. Somebody's forgotten how to trust. Somebody's dying. Too far from here. Now I'm letting down my guard and I'm opening my heart. Help me speak your love to every needful ear. Someone is waiting, not too far from here.
Our love for those around us increases when we remember that we are all children of God, that we are spirit brothers and sisters. The love that results from this realization has the power to transcend all boundaries of nation, creed, and color. This same loving God also so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son to perform a myriad of blessings for all mankind, including the offering of His own life to atone for man. He lived His life to demonstrate that the love of our Father in heaven and His plan, His commandments, could in fact bring inner peace and lift mankind here and hereafter. The Gibbons family sings, Our Savior's Love.
Our Savior's love shines like the sun with perfect light. As from above it breaks through clouds of strife, lighting our way, it leads us back into His side.
The Spirit voice.
James M. Paramore related this account. A little story given by one of your missionary sons in Italy a few weeks ago brought love clearly into focus for me. He recounted that one morning a poor little crippled boy in ragged clothes and badly worn shoes came to a busy street corner and went from person to person begging for a few lira without success. A man observing the boy from a distance finally went over and picked up this little lad, held him tightly and loved him, and then went forth and cared for him with his means without any judgment. This sight would have touched any heart and helps us see the power of love that our Father in heaven would have us understand in our lives. Jesus, the beloved Son of God, re-emphasized this new dimension to bless the world when he said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another." The Mormon Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square perform A Poor Wayfaring Man of Grief. As we step back and try to understand this love of God, we are astounded by its profound impact. At its center is the reality of a literal Father in heaven whose love for his children knows no bounds. All truths, wisdom, power, goodness, and love he desires to share with his children, whom he created and sent to earth. He would have us reach up and know him as a father, as one who forgives, as a helper, as a friend, as lawgiver, as one anxious to grant to every man the full opportunity of his love and potential, and ultimately, the blessing to one day become like him. This love from Father in heaven and its effects upon one of his children or the whole world is miraculous and contagious. Jeff McLean sings, "As I Am."
I can't believe you let me in. Please help me understand how you could find a place for me as I am. I'm no one's inspiration, just an ordinary. So how can I be welcome here as I am? You look through me, you see it all. So how come I feel comfortable? This can't be right, there's something wrong.
Love requires personal action. Love must be continuing to be real. Love takes time. Love demands action if it is to be continuing. Love is a process, not a declaration. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and if ye love me, feed my sheep, are God-given proclamations that should remind us that we can often best show our love through the processes of feeding and keeping. Sherry Call sings She.
She is not the picture on the magazine. She's the woman just behind you in the checkout stand. She may appear to be common, but she mystifies. In all the ways the wisest men and children understand. 'Cause she has eyes that sparkle with her love, and she has a smile that's as gentle as a dove. And no woman in a movie or an ad could ever hope to be as beautiful as she. She is not a highly honored diplomat, held responsible to lead the world to peace. But what she does is every bit as serious. It's the turmoil everywhere that will never cease. 'Cause she has hands that wipe the tears away, and she has a voice that makes everything okay. And no woman from the papers or TV could ever hope to be as indispensable as she. My heart every time I see her, wonder if she means anything in this world that pulls her under. And she doesn't always see the way that heaven smiles above her. That's the reason I try to always tell her that I love her. Be known for giving millions to the charities and auctions on the news, but I believe she's given more than anyone on all the time she's ever had to choose to give up sleep, to rock her children every night, and give her to always hold their dreams so tight. And the best that you or I could ever hope to be is as wonderful as she. And the best that you or I could ever hope to be is as wonderful as she.
When were you last fed by a family member or friend? When were you last given nourishment for growth in ideas, plans, sorting of the day, sharing of fun, recreation, sorrow, anxiety, concern, and meditation? These ingredients can only be shared by someone who loves and cares. Have you ever gone to extend sympathy and comfort in moments of death and trial, only to come away being fed by the faith and trust of the loving bereaved? Certainly the best way for us to show our love in keeping and feeding is by taking the time to prove it hour by hour and day by day. Our expressions of love and comfort are empty if our actions don't match. God loves us to continue. Our neighbors and families love us if we will but follow through with sustaining support and self-sharing. True love is as eternal as life itself. Who is to say the joys of eternity are not wrapped up in continuous feeding, keeping, and caring? We need not weary in well-doing when we understand God's purposes and His children. Katie Thompson sings, Safe Harbors.
There are refugees among us that are not from foreign shores, and the battles they've been waging are from very private wars. And there are no correspondents documenting all their grief, but these refugees among us all are yearning for relief. There are refugees among us. They don't carry flags or signs. They are standing right beside us in the market checkout line. And the war that they've been fighting, it will not be televised, but the story of their need for love is written in their eyes. This is a call to arms, to reach out and to hold. Safe harbors of the heart.